John, you must be absolutely thrilled to bits with that.
Yeah, it caps off a really good week. If we think back to last Sunday when I found out with Sean's dismissal, straight away I'm thinking, right, how can I get the lads ready for this, which is going to be a tough one. We started off really just thinking about us and maybe respecting the opposition, but it was all about, let's get back to that early season form where we're just really fluid and we just make teams. If teams are going to take points off us, then they've got to be on the top of their game. Today, I don't think Chesterfield had enough with us. I think our movement was fantastic and we came out with deserved winners in the end.
Just to look at the game itself, because you totally dominated possession for that first period of the game, and Chesterfield just sat back and didn't press you, and maybe the quality wasn't quite there, but you look for all the world as though it was only a matter of time before you'd score. And then suddenly, they're in front of the game with an own goal. You must have thought, crikey, what on earth's going on?
Yeah, it is. Well, that's credit to the lads. I thought we had a fantastic start. And I think, in a way, because we were so on top, we just stepped off it a little bit, expecting when's the first goal going to come. But obviously, it doesn't always work like that in football, and you're always vulnerable to them. Novak's a big threat, plays off the shoulder, drops in to link up. So we knew it'd be difficult. The goal, obviously, was a bit of a setback, but we've done so well in the past. And I've said to him, look, if it doesn't go to plan and we go one behind, or if they have a period of play, you have to keep doing what we do best. You've got to keep believing in what we do, which is our high-tempo passing game, and keep showing the character. It's easy when you go 1-2-3 up to show, get on the ball and play. But can you do it at 1-2-0 down like we did in the past against Gillingham? And our players can do that. And with that belief, it's obviously going to put us in really good stead for the remaining games.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was a bit of a setback. But then another own goal at the other end. Yeah. A great cross.
Although Sam's trying to claim it.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, it was a great cross. I mean, he fizzed it in there. It was very difficult for the defender to deal with.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and we've worked on that all week. We've worked on making the opposition defend. If we get in the last third, we've asked players to go 1v1, to commit defenders, get crosses in early, which sometimes I think in the past we maybe a bit overplayed a little bit towards the edge of the box and come out when we didn't really need to. So just rewards for Sam for that. And obviously then he gets his goal as well, which is a great finish. So fantastic.
Was he disappointed to come off looking for a hat-trick there? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's one of their making. It's nice to be disappointed when you've won 4-1, isn't it? But we've got to think of Tuesday, and the subs then were thinking, let's just keep them a bit fresh because we've got another huge game. If we can get that game in hand and get maximum points from that, which will be another real tough one, then it puts us in a great position.
What did you see once Sam had scored that second goal with a lovely crisp finish, but behind the goal?
I didn't see anything. And I've not seen it. I've been working the lads who haven't played. So I went back to being a sports scientist for 20 minutes after the game. So now I'm back to manager. But I haven't seen it yet. I'll have a look at the analysis and I'll probably give a bit of feedback to Danny when we go in for a drink.
But the red card that they got as well just completely handed over any initiative to you, didn't it, really?
Yeah, and
it
was I still think with the two on, we had enough to see that go out and win. I think the way we are. But again, it's difficult against a passing team like us to get the ball back off us. So it was always going to be difficult for them after them. But they're always a bit dangerous. I've won in the past as a player with 10 men because it gives you that little bit of a lift because your pressure's off. But for them, I don't think they had enough with 10 to cope with us.
But Geordie, in the team starting today, excellent. You changed the system again. Yeah. And Geordie gets a goal, which is good for him. How did you feel that the three at the back and the wing-backs work for you today?
Really
overall?
Good. Yeah, really good. It's a difficult one because we haven't had a really long time to work on it with all the changes this week. But we've played the three in the past many times and we've coped with that.
Yes, with Dean. He mixed and matched it, didn't he?
We've coped with it. So we used to do it to not be as predictable. So I'm sure the way they set up was for our 4-1-4-1 when you look at their team and the plays they played. But that's why I think in the first 10-15 it was hard for them to get to grips with us. But then they had their period of play, they've got some good players. But I think it worked for us to get more people in touch with Tom. Sometimes now Tom can step in to allow one to run beyond, and Geordie does that really well. So again, it's always easy for me because we've changed formation and we've won, but I think we've won in the right way and we've performed in the right way. We've got back to what we do best, which is entertaining the crowd and winning away from home.
Yeah, and the fans loved it at the end. We've got our Walsall back there. They're saying that the dressing room buzzing. The coach's journey back will be a happy one. And it's momentum, it's confidence for the players.
It's confidence. I'd like to mention big praise for the fans. It makes a hell of a difference when that noise starts to ramp up. And I'm going to challenge them again. I'm going to challenge them to try and get off work a little bit early on Tuesday and get up to Fleetwood and support us again, because there's 11 games to go. And before you know it, those games go quickly. So can you, again, get yourself off, fill the cars up and get us up to Fleetwood and see if we can push on again and try and keep this run going?
Well, 10 away wins this season now for Walsall. By far and away, the best team away from home in League One. So
Very proud. Lads, I told the lads to be proud of that. And if you keep performance, we can try and turn that form into the home games as well, which will put us in a really strong position.
11 games to go, John.
Fantastic.
Second spell in charge. One game, one win.
Four games unbeaten for me.
Yeah. Where's it going to end?
Hopefully it's going to end with us finishing high up the league. Where it's going to be, I'm not sure, but I know for certain, individually, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy every day I'm in charge of these players, because I said to them, you've made me proud after the game. I'll always remember you because you were the first team who got me my first win in charge. So I thank them individually and as a team, and I thank my staff, but it's one of them. I won't get carried away now. I'll be up in the morning early with my two little ones, and they'll have to sit and watch Fleetwood with me doing analysis and a debrief. So it's fine. They're getting used to that now, but it's good. It's one of them. I'm going to enjoy wherever this journey takes me.